Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Minute 36 to go. Long fourth down for Grass Lake. Cody Dakin in with the punting unit. Allen and Cooper back to receive. Nice high punt for Dakin. Gets it down to about the 40. It'll bounce sideways. Doesn't quite make it to the 40. We get a 43. Vanderkook Lake 43-yard line for them to start first and 10. They've got a 12-point lead, and Grass Lake was, again, moving the ball a little bit, but the botch snap on third down. Kind of mistakes you can't afford when you're trailing. Vanderkook Lake can come out here now and work those two big backs they got, those two strong, fast backs.
Grass Lake needs a turnover right here. We need to force a turnover.
Cooper gives to Applegate up the middle and fights ahead for about three. Pulled down, second and 7.
Concord out of town scoreboard. Concord leads Reading 42-14 at Reading tonight.
The quality season for Concord continues, setting themselves up for a playoff bid. Stack them up in the backfield for Vandercook. Applegate, Allen, and Wilkes. Wilkes takes the carry. And he's met by the Grass Lake defense. But again, they push that pile forward. And he's able to battle up near midfield. Pull down to 49.
2:38 left.
Allen on the carry.
2:38 left in the game at Albion College. It's now 21-14. Marshall leads Lumen Christi. We've seen Lumen Christi come from behind earlier in the year.
Yeah, they've got the tools, apparently.
Against Grand Rapids Catholic Central, isn't it?
Yep. Third down and 3. Gives to Malik Wilkes. Finding some room up the middle. He's got the first down, and he drags a couple defenders over the 45 down to the 42. Vandercook Lake, you know, with a 12-point advantage, able to settle in and let that strong offensive line and those two fit backs just kind of eat up yards and run off clock. We're going to run out of time here on the third quarter. Grass Lake trails by 12, 38-26. Vandercook with the ball and driving. They'll start first and 10 from the 43 when we come back. 1 minute break on K105.3, a Friday Night Football Frenzy. Again, stay tuned. Following the game, we'll have your Tri-County Water Player of the Game. Switching ends here, Vandercook Lake with the ball. Gives to Zathan Allen, finding some room, getting to the second level, and pulled down from behind, nearly broke that one loose for a big score. He does turn it into a big gain, and it'll be first and 10 for Vandercook Lake now from the Grass Lake 20-yard line. Oh, we do spot it back a little bit as he rolled forward on the tackle from behind. So, put it at the 23.
Remember the SMU Mustangs, and they had the two running backs, Eric Dickerson and Gary James. They called them the Pony Express. Wasn't that the... two guys are like. They're
I kind of remember it, Matt, but only through his historical footage.
I watched them.
Hancock play action back to pass. He's got Cooper deep, double covered. Well defended, Sherwood.
Hey, another update from the Marshall Lumen Christi game. Lumen Christi recovered the onside kick. 2:38 left to go. Lumen has the ball.
And went far from over.
Driving to score to tie the game.
Game being played at Albion College. Coverage on ESPN 101.9 FM 1450 AM. Greg O'Connor and Thomas Radford. We've got a doozy over here. 38-26. Our score, 11:32 to go in the game. Hancock and Vandercook Lake driving. Allen in motion. Takes the pitch out to the right. And he turns it upfield. He's hit, but stays on his feet. Pushed out of bounds. He's got about 8 yards on the carry. Maybe 9. He's real close to a first down. Just a tremendous athlete, Zathan Allen. Speedy, strong. And you can say the exact same thing from Malik Wilkes. Bring up third and call it long 2 for the Jayhawks. Give us to Allen. He's hit in the backfield and then hit again at the line. He's pulled down. He'll come up short of the first down. Tried to cut things up the middle.
by number 55, Zach Foreman.
38-26, 11 minutes, 11 seconds on the clock. It'll be a fourth and three for the Jayhawks. Big play here for the Grass Lake defense.
Absolutely. Probably the biggest play of the night for their defense right here. If they can get a stop, get the ball back. Because Grass Lake's moved the ball offensively all half. Kind of curious to see what the play call will be right here. They're going for the pass.
Back to pass. Throws in the end zone. Incomplete. Fourth down. Turnover on downs for Vandercook Lake, and it's an odd play call for me on that, Matt.
Odd play call when you got one guy that averages 14 yards a carry and the other guy averages 7 yards a carry, and you're fourth down and two, you know.
Well covered.
Hey, well covered. First down, Grass Lake. Huge stop. And Grass Lake is showing they have no quit in them.
A lot of time on the clock, too, and they've shown they can strike quickly on the scoreboard. And they come out of the huddle, ready to go. And in the backfield will be Coppernoll with Farley. And they spread it out four wide, two on either side of the quarterback. He's out of the shotgun. Sets things up, takes the snap, play action. Goes to Sherwood, had him beat, and it's got to be a pass interference penalty. Couldn't get to the pass play, but that's because he was dragging Noah Cooper with him on that one.
I'll tell you what, the game was inside the game has been Sherwood versus Cooper, because Cooper's guarding Sherwood right now.
And Cooper's not happy about the penalty call, but he definitely grabbed him around the waist, and truthfully, probably saves a touchdown on that play, because if Sherwood gets it, no one's catching him. So while he'll be upset with himself for getting a penalty called against him, it ended up maybe being the best thing he could do on that play. He was beat. Farley with a quick pass this time to Sherwood out of the bubble screen. Takes it over the 30-yard line. Not much there. Bring up second down and nine.
Out of town,
32.
Out of town scoreboard. Hanover Horton now leads Napoleon 20-14. That was 14-0 Napoleon early in that game.
You know, Napoleon's got a lot of heart, and you'd like to see them come out on top of one of these matchups. Well, Farley back to pass again. Gets a penetration, slips the defender. Now he's pulling down, nowhere to go. And good job by the Vandercook Lake defense to keep that pursuit going. They'll pull him down for a loss and a sack on the play. Under 10 minutes to go in the game. Third down and 10. What's that Whittemore Prescott Cardinals score, Matt? Did you have that?
I did.
Over there.
Was it 13-6? The Cardinals won? Beat Lincoln Elkhona?
Oh, that gem of a matchup we're used to all the time. Deep pass by Farley. He's got an open man at the 50. Big pass play for Grass Lake. And again, Farley finds time, finds an open man. Nice throw and catch. Tom Coppernoll catches it and goes out of bounds in Vandercook Lake territory. It'd be first and 10 for the Grass Lake Warriors from the 44-yard line.
Both quarterbacks have played well in this game. Both quarterbacks, Farley and Hancock, both have played well in this game.
9:18 on the clock, first and 10. Farley out of the shotgun, gives to Coppernoll on the run. Tries to turn it outside, and he's brought down on the play right there. Nice tackle. Sam Ray. Second down and 9 for Grass Lake. Two receivers left, two in the backfield with Farley and the shotgun pistol behind him is Sherwood. Quick out to
intercepted.
Sherwood. Intercepted, knocked up, tipped up and caught. Devin Chaney, what a play. Here you continue to see that quick out route.
Yep.
And at some point, somebody jumps in that passing lane. It's Devin Chaney, gets a hand up, tips it to himself, catches it. Now he's slow to get up after the tackle. Regardless, it'll be Vandercook Lake possession, first and 10. From about the 45-yard line, the training staff's out on the field. We'll take a one-minute break, and hopefully we'll get Devin Chaney on his feet and off the field on his own power. 38-26, Vandercook Lake in front. One-minute break on K105.3.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
and Devin Chaney helped off the field. Looks like it's a left leg injury, which, you know, it's a big loss for the Vanacook Lake Jayhawks. He's their backup quarterback, but he's a big part of their defense, and he's their place kicker.
And just made a huge interception.
Yeah, real quality play by Chaney. We hope it's a minor injury, and he can get back into this game or at least be ready by next week. First and 10 for the Jayhawks, the 46. Wilkes in motion to give us to Allen on the end around. He's got room. Jukes a defender, stiff arms him down, breaks another tackle, drags the defender. He's down to about the 30, 29. Flag up in the air on the play.
There's a flag on the play.
Wait and see what's going to be called. We've had a lot of, you know, and we see it over and over for Vanacook Lake because it takes two, three, four guys to pull down one of these backs, and we get into those scrums, and you wonder what goes on in there. And in this case, it drew a penalty flag. And we've got the discussion with the officials, and we'll get the signal here. Personal foul. It's going to go against Grass Lake on the play, and that's a mistake they can't afford. We get a personal foul against Vanacook, though. They'll offset, and we'll have a first down for the Jayhawks.
Final score, Marshall 21, Lumen Christi 14.
Out-of-town scoreboard, there's a final. We still have 8.5 to go here.
Yep. Michigan Center, Addison. I'm not sure where the game's at, but it's 27-26. Michigan Center, a lot of close games around the area tonight.
That'd have been a fun matchup to watch. We saw Michigan Center Addison last year, and it was the same kind of game, just a real tight matchup. And eventually it came down to whoever had the ball last won it, and in that case it was Addison. So keep an eye on that score. Wilkes goes in motion, moves back to his original position. Now Allen goes in motion. The give is to him. He cuts it back. Dragging defenders, refuses to go down. They finally get him down, but not before he's able to eat up about 3 yards. And get the clock in motion. Now under 8 minutes to go in the game. Grass Lake desperately needing a stop once again. After the turnover on their last possession, they trail by 12. Vanacook with the ball and driving.
Another out-of-town score. Grand Ledge now leads 35-16 over Jackson.
Lost in the game that started out with all Jackson. Grand Ledge has moved right back in and taken total control. Zathan Allen on the sweep play, pitch, and just enough, looks like, for the first down. Wait to see where the spot goes. Down to near the 20-yard line. They're gonna mark him down at the 21. Just short of the first down, it'll be third and short. Vanacook Lake now 7:10 on the clock, 38-26 our score. And came in a 5.3 football frenzy with Steve Boyle and Matt Lehman live at Grass Lake. Stay tuned after the game for our Tri-County Water Player of the Game.
Napoleon just scored and got the conversion. They now lead Hanover 21-20. What a football game. A lot of great games around the area tonight.
Chris Pullen to the game on the handoff. On the run, well stopped by Grass Lake. They'll keep him short of the first down and bring up a fourth and short for Vanacook Lake. Poe in the game to give Malik Wilkes a breather.
The last time they were in this situation, they threw a pass, and we criticized them. Think they'll listen to us this time?
I've got to assume, but
I'd run Wilkes.
Wilkes not in the game. Instead, he's back to pass again on fourth down. Looking to the end zone. Cooper's got it. He's down short of the goal line, but he does get the first down. They ignored us, Matt. They go with the pass play.
Yep, we were wrong.
And it works out. They're down to the one. And it'll be first and goal for Vanacook Lake. You can see Devin Chaney on the bench on that Vanacook sideline getting his ankle taped up, which would indicate to me that was the injury. And you never know with an ankle injury. It can be day-to-day, or you could be out for a season. So let's hope it's a minor for Vanacook's sake.
The Grass Lake, or the Grand Ledge Jackson, that's now a final. 35-16 Grand Ledge.
Zathan Allen on the carry. They tie him up, stand him up at the goal line, waiting on a signal.
Allen with the ball.
They'll keep him short of the goal line. So Grass Lake stands up here on their goal line defense, play number one. We got 5:48 now in the game. Second and goal for the Jayhawks, leading 38-26. They'll set up with that stacked formation. Applegate, Allen, and Wilkes in the backfield. They give to Applegate. Runs it into the middle, and no signal yet. Looks like they take him down short of the goal line again. Grass Lake's defense stands up one more time, brings up a third and goal. Back to the drawing board for the Jayhawks. Trying to stuff something up the middle. Maybe a pass play, Matt. <laughs> 38-26, our score, 4:41 on the clock. Third down attempt coming as Vaynercook has their third try at the goal. Pitch out to Allen. He cuts up the middle, and he's into the end zone on that play. 38-26, our score. We'll boost it up to 44-26 now. 4:29 to go on the clock. And Vaynercook seizing control at this point. Nice job by the Grass Lake defense down at the goal line. Just didn't have enough gas to keep Zathan Allen out for too long.
You know,
and we're going to get another flag on the field. Looks like maybe a little extracurricular conversation coming from the players still out on the field setting up the defense.
Want to call that on Vaynercook?
Looks that way. They'll push him back for their...
Second guy always gets caught.
So the point after attempt will be moved back for the Jayhawks. And like I said, Chaney, their place kicker, on the bench with an injury. I don't know that I'd expect them to attempt a kick. They do bring out the tee, and they are setting up the kick. It's back at the 25-yard line, making it a 35-yard attempt. Snap is back. Hold is down. It's blocked. I don't know if it was blocked or kicked into the line, but either way.
It's no good.
It's no good. 30-second break. We'll come back with the final 4:29. 44-26, Vaynercook in front of Grass Lake on K105.3.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
44-26, our score. 4:29 to go, fourth quarter. Vaynercook holding on to a quality lead.
Well, Hanover-Napoleon game must be a great game. Hanover just scored. It's now 26-21. They lead Napoleon. After Napoleon was up 14-0, Hanover came back and led 20-14. Napoleon made it 21-20, and now Hanover took the lead again. So what a game.
They keep the back and forth going, Comets and Pirates. And we had the similar scenario going on here, and Vaynercook Lake has seized control. And again, they just seem to have the athletes to keep themselves in front of just about everyone. And again, here's another game they were able to put points into the 40s.
This is an impressive win for, there's 4 minutes left, but 18-point deficit. This will be an impressive win for Vaynercook.
Kickoff.
Going on the road against a quality opponent, probably the toughest team they played all year. Had to overcome a little bit of adversity at times in this game. That Grass Lake, after the two early scores and start the second half, the kickoff return and the interception return, I thought Grass Lake showed a lot of heart coming back in this game. And then the Vaynercook seized back control.
Kickoff taken near the 25 by Andrew Ryan. He carries it up to about the 34. And Grass Lake will start first and 10, trailing by 18 with 4:24 to go in the game. And again, they have big playability, and they can put up points quick. It's going to be tough to get 18 here against a stout Vaynercook defense.
Well, they're
Farley back to pass.
They have all the ingredients to as a, for a playoff team to make a run. They got two big running backs. They got a quarterback that can throw the ball well. They got a Cooper's a nice receiver. Their defense and their defensive line, offensive line are solid. Those are all ingredients for to have a chance to make a run in the playoffs.
Farley passes Latka on the sideline. They bring up second and one. Finds Latka again. Open on the sideline, this time near the 50. At the 49, he's taken out of bounds. Grass Lake nearing Jayhawk territory. 4:15 on the clock. And that's what they can do. They can move the ball without a lot of time coming off the clock. Quick rollout here by Farley. Looking downfield, nobody there. He'll pull it down to run. Goes out of bounds. Right near the 50. Hit out of bounds. A little chippy on the sideline, and we will get a flag. And the Grass Lake sideline, the Grass Lake players really wanted to get a flag on a late hit out of bounds. None were coming, so then we see players on the Grass Lake bench pushing a Vandercook Lake player as he leaves the sideline, and that draws a flurry of flags.
Yeah, that's not surprising. You're sitting there. I said that the other night in the Lions. I was watching the Lions game, and Stafford got hit out of bounds.
Yeah.
Right in front of the Lion bench, and not one Lion did anything about it. I'm like, I don't get that. That's your quarterback right there. Stand up for him. And I think that's what happened right there. I was right in front of the Grass Lake bench, and kids got a little chippy right there. No call.
So find out what the flag's going to be here. It's going to be a few personal fouls. One does go against Vandercook Lake for the late hit out of bounds. And that's it. So none of the shoving or whatever we were seeing gets called. We just get a late hit penalty against the Jayhawks, which really was probably the call that needed to happen. So in the end, I guess the officials get it right, but you don't like to see the poor sportsmanship on the sidelines. But what we do have now is a Grass Lake with a Jonathan Lipska in the shotgun. Farley on the sideline. Maybe trying to work out an injury or something here. Still throwing the football. Lipska, quick pass, up throwing, and it's caught by Sherwood, and he's pulled down. Now inside the Jayhawk 30, down to the 28. Nope, they'll spot it at the 29. Missed her by 1 second down. And we're getting a whistle from the officials. That's going to be a Jayhawk timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. 1 minute break. We'll come back. 3:49 on the clock. 44:26. Vandercook leads Grass Lake driving on K105.3.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
And the teams break the huddle on the sideline. Warriors back out onto the field, and Farley back in there at quarterback, taking a play off there after the hit out of bounds, just kind of trying to keep everything in shape. He's back to pass, batted up in the air, and that'll roll incomplete. Good job by the Jayhawk defensive line to get their hands up into the passing lanes. De'Anthony Miles, he goes about 6'4", 260.
And he's agile.
Yeah.
I mean, he moves well. I mean, I gotta believe that. I gotta believe Miles has got some people looking at him for college. Just on his raw athleticism and size for football.
Farley pump fake, going deep to Sherwood in the end zone. Overthrows him a little bit. That'll be incomplete, and that'll bring up fourth down. I saw an article in the news today. There's a youngster, senior in California. He's 7 feet, 444 pounds. So that's the biggest kids we've seen is somebody seeing now out there with De'Anthony Miles and the Curly from East Jackson at about 6'4", 260.
It's like that dude that played in Wildcats. Remember the Wildcats of the movie Goldie Hawn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad we could work in a Wildcats reference tonight. Farley takes the snap on 4th and 6. Got some time in the backfield. Nobody open, though. He's pulled down, gets the throw away, and it falls incomplete. Turnover on downs, though, for Grass Lake. Nice job on the defense by the Jayhawks.
I've been accused of having a lot of worthless movie information.
Oh, man, it's the best, though, right? Goldie Hawn.
Swoozy Kurtz.
Woody Harrelson is in that, isn't he?
Yes, Woody Harrelson's in that.
Swoozy Kurtz.
Yeah, she's the one in Mike Connelly. Yeah.
Oh, man, what a cast. Wildcats. Classic filmography here with Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman on your 105.3 Football Frenzy.
You know, I don't have Wildcats in my, you know, I always talk about my top five best sports movies.
Yeah.
And I don't think I have Wildcats in
What's that. The list? Let's hear it.
Bull Durham's number one.
Oh, thank goodness. We can continue to be friends, Matt, because I agree with you wholeheartedly. Give us to Zathan Allen on first down for the Jayhawks. Nowhere to go on that play.
You got to have Caddyshack.
Caddyshack, all right. I'm with you still.
Major League for me.
All right.
Slapshot.
Okay.
Because you're probably too young for Slapshot.
You know what? It's not in my era, and I've been told, especially recently, I've been told multiple times I need to have that. I need to watch it. Paul Newman. I mean, it's a good cast, and it's.
So I got one more.
I got four there.
Yep. I have to think here.
All right, we got time. Pitch out to Malik Wilkes on the end. Around the end, he gets to the corner, but he's brought down. Nice tackle on Malik Wilkes there, Joe Vaccolo. 2:40 on the clock. It's 3rd and 7 for the Jayhawks.
I gotta go Tin Cup.
Tin Cup. All right, we'll take it. Two tin golf cup. Movies in the list there.
Tin Cup.
Did you have a football movie in there?
Well, you know what? If I did, it would be probably The Longest Yard. And I don't know.
The original?
I think so.
Burt Reynolds?
I like them both.
All right.
I'd have to probably extend to a top 10, really, get into it.
Man, we're going to have to really put our thinking caps on to pick a player of the game tonight for Tri-County Water. The give goes to Malik Wilkes, finding some room, breaks a tackle, gets the outside. He's still on his feet at the 50, pulled down. Nice job on the tackle, Jeremiah Brandenburg. No, excuse me. George Higgins stops him from breaking it loose for a touchdown. Vaynercook does get it over the 50. We got 1:59 now on the clock. 44-26, Jayhawks in front. Now from the Grass Lake 48 with 1st and 10. Substitutions from the Vaynercook Lake sideline. It's going to see Cooper out of the game. Jordan Petrell also heads to the bench. And Malik Wilkes limping a little bit as he heads off the field. Both him and Zathan Allen a little banged up on this one. Still able to play.
When does Vaynercook and Manchester play? You know?
I couldn't give you the week on it. I can't. And Hancock takes a knee. 1:25 to go on the clock. Just going to let things run out here on the game.
This is going to be a tough call for player of the game. It really is.
It is.
I think I have mine.
All right. Well, we'll
I think
confer.
I'll have my choice. We'll have to. I mean, I know it's you have it's 51% you and 49% me because you're you got more seniority. So
I'm inclined to take your advice though, Matt.
Okay.
Your years and years and years of additional experience in life. I certainly am willing to take your advice. Now under 44 seconds, Hancock takes another knee. And looks like time's just going to run out on Grass Lake. Too many mistakes. A couple of interceptions, one taken back for 6. They give up a special teams touchdown to the Jayhawks.
But I tell you, they showed heart. They showed heart because they could have rolled over in that, after those two big plays that Vandercook made to start the second half, and they didn't. And you know, came back and really had a chance to get back in the game, and Cheney made that big interception that was kind of a backbreaker. So
huge. And time will run out of the game. Final knee taken by Hancock, and we will let the clock run down. 44-26 is going to be our final here from Grass Lake. Stay tuned here. We'll take a break shortly. Get into the post-game report and the player of the game coming from Tri-County Water. 4-minute break here on the post-game. We'll come back with the Tri-County Water player of the game and get you some final details from the game. Let you know where we'll be next week on your K105.3 Football Frenzy.
We now return to high school football on K105.3. I remember
waiting for the Steve Boyle with Matt Lehman. Our final here from Grass Lake, 44-26. Vandercook Lake, just a little too much for Grass Lake, but a great effort and a highly entertaining game here from Grass Lake High School. We're glad to be a part of it. Time for our Tri-County Water Player of the Game, and with multiple options once again from Vandercook Lake, we got to go with Nolan Hancock.
Nice job. I mean, he threw some nice balls. I mean, he threw two and should have been three touchdown passes.
Thank you for listening to Friday Night Football on K105.3. Tonight's game has been brought to you in part by Bergman Specialty Products, Able Heating and Cooling, Carlton Equipment, Michigan Community Credit Union, Northwest Community Schools, Blue Water Pools, Flavor Fruit Farms, Jackson YMCA, County National Bank,
Will Be Transit Mix, ERA Reardon Realty, Jackson Orthopedic Specialist Rob Doan, Grass Lake Community Schools, Grass Lake Regional Chamber of Commerce, B&G Landscape, Ghost Rider DJ, and the Player of the Game sponsored by Tri-County Water.
Join us again next week for more exciting football frenzy action. Friday Night Football is a production of Jackson Radio Works and K105.3. Copyright 2015. All rights reserved.
Any trade goes. We desperately need used cars at Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson. So push, pull, or drag in any old trade and get up to $4,500 for any trade-in. High mileage? Okay. Body damage? No problem. Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson need trade-ins. So even if you trade in a car worth only